Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Quad City Business Beat. My name is Lynette Hoyt. I am the sponsor of this show. I am an independent ambassador for Plexus Worldwide. We focus on gut health. Our mission for this podcast is to really focus on local businesses. And today we are here with Mr. Stephen Fry, also known as Fry.
Fry.
Just Fry. You should have never told us that.
I like it.
Just to run on puns.
Exactly. We are talking to him about the Northern Arizona Suns, who are home at the Prescott Valley Event Center. And we want to know all about the Northern Arizona Suns, how we can help them. Tell us about it, business packages, people packages. We want to know how we can help get people in that arena.
Yeah.
So to start out, you know, I have notes because I can't just wing it. But who are you? What do you do? And how did this career happen? Because I always find that fascinating.
Sure. I appreciate the invite, by the way.
Sure.
It's great to be here. Well, I'm just a small town guy from northern Kentucky, back east. Thought I got away from the cold, but here in Prescott, we're still freezing. So, you know, I made my way over here about 3 or 4 years ago to the Phoenix area, and had a degree in a sports management with business operations as my minor, and decided I want to work in sports, and I wanted to do it, and where I also to do it in the mecca of sports, which is pretty much Arizona, which is
covers
pretty much every sport you have.
Huh, that's good to know.
In the United States. So, started out there volunteering with the Arizona Cardinals in their Play 60 program. I got to meet an idol of mine, Anthony Munoz, who played for the Cincinnati Bengals, which was really, really cool. Big hands, by the way, and just at least three of mine. So
that's crazy.
But fun guy. And then, once I did that, I took on a job with the Cardinals as well again, doing the team shop responsibilities and the Coyote team shop responsibilities as well. So I was getting paid for two of three jobs while I was trying to make my way with my degree. And then, as those jobs started fizzling out because of the seasons, picked up a job with the Chicago Cubs right after they had won the World Series for their spring training team in Mesa.
I'll bet that was some energetic.
That was fun. The Cubs fans are some of the most energetic, just, fun, outgoing, people that you
old
can meet.
Old school right there.
And people think Chicago, they think it's kind of a rough, rough edge to people. And it's really not. Cubs fans are really great. So that was a lot of fun working there. I managed that team shop for the whole season. And then after that, I got called over to the Diamondbacks, obviously, where I was another team shop responsibility. A lot of team shops, there's a theme here,
If you need merch, come see Fry.
If you need merch, I'm the guy to see. You should see my closet. It's full of just every sports team in Arizona. So, and it's all free, too, because when you work there,
you got to wear it.
Yeah, that's how I am with my band shirts, man. I'm like, wear a different band shirt.
Not another one.
I wish they came with, dress-up clothes.
Yeah,
it's not going to happen.
You don't, you and Zach have something.
Funny turn of events, I actually applied for the Phoenix Suns eventually because I had to get my experience up. So after, 10, 11 months of traveling all around Arizona, I applied for the Phoenix Suns to work in their building and, up on the sales floor with the marketing and all of that. And I went through four different interviews, got to the final interview. There were seven people. They were taking two. Actually got turned down with that interview. They told me, a couple days later, they only took two people, obviously, so five of us got dismissed. And then in a turn of events, I'm sitting at home a couple days later, just plugging away at the laptop, trying to find that next job, and I'm still with the Diamondbacks, but I'm trying to see what else is out there. And lo and behold, I get an email from the president of the Northern Arizona Suns and Arizona Rattlers. And he said, "Hey, can you come down to the Phoenix Suns for a meeting?" And I said, "Well, I was just down there." So I was like, "Yeah, sure. Why not?" And so I came on down and he interviewed me right there on the spot. And he said, "Hey, I just need you to do one more interview up there in Prescott." And then I came up here to the friendly confines to check it out. And, interviewed with a guy named Tom, and he hired me right there.
Awesome.
And then in a really, really cool turn of events, it's a common theme here, obviously. I was with the Northern Arizona Suns for one season, and at the end, got called down to the big brother, the Phoenix Suns, who initially denied me. So that was
ironic.
That was a little strange, but it was, you know, it was humorous nonetheless.
Right.
So, you know, and then now I'm here. So now I do the Northern Arizona Suns as my main property. You know, I do the Phoenix Suns, the Phoenix Mercury, the WNBA team, the Arizona Rattlers, the IFL team. I do some tickets for some Talking Stickers World Arena. So, I mean, you name it, I pretty much have my hand in everything after being pretty patient for a long time.
Well, we don't talk much about, I don't hear much about, let me say that, much about the Mercury, much about the Rattlers. Tell us a little bit about these other teams besides the Suns, besides the Northern Arizona Suns, even though that's what we're here for.
Sure, sure. So the Arizona Rattlers, they're the IFL team. They just switched over to the IFL just a couple years ago. They were in a different league, but that league disbanded and they wanted to grow a bigger league. So this league has about 10 teams in it. The other one had like just a few. And the Arizona Rattlers actually have won probably six national titles.
Really?
And you don't really hear about it because it's indoor football. It's not the NFL.
Right.
But, you know, if you live in Arizona, you know who the Arizona Rattlers are, like at least in Phoenix.
Right.
Because there's diehard fans down there.
Now, where do they play?
They play at the same place, Talking Stickers World Arena. Oh. They play there as well with the women's team, the men's team. That arena is awesome. It's a little older than most arenas around the country, but it's pretty awesome. And, you know, hopefully we can get that renovated pretty soon.
How many people does it hold?
You know, I know that I've seen 18,000 Rattler fans in there before. You know, I can tell you it probably holds probably 28,000. To be honest with you, I've seen the Phoenix Suns game and it's been packed and, you know, record attendances and everything.
And ticket prices have to be pretty reasonable.
You think? Yeah. I mean, he had the number one draft pick. So in DeAndre Ayton. So, you know, it's going to, ticket prices are a little higher now just because of,
everything now.
We drafted the hometown.
That's what happens here. Since I'm on this show, ticket prices are going up.
You can still get good deals, but it's you know, it definitely has like a group or a single off. But you know, it's with the team turning around as it is. You know, it's I would say get your tickets now because here in a few years it's going to be pretty expensive.
That's awesome.
So out of all these sports that you do, what's your favorite sport?
Honestly, you know, I grew up playing soccer from the time I was 4 years old all the way through college.
I mean, like, out of all this stuff, soccer.
Totally opposite, right? But then, and to be quite honest with you, I was really never a big, like, NBA fan, like, basketball fan, but I liked to play. So when I got hired by the Northern Arizona Suns, you know, I kind of just fell in love, you know, all over again with a sport, you know, like I did with soccer, because like I already understood it, but to be that close to the action and obviously my passion lies in sports, you fell in love with it all over again. So I would say, you know, I don't mean to be biased because I work in it, but mm-hmm. but basketball is definitely my favorite right now.
Nice. Cool. That's awesome. I mean, being a short guy, standing next to tall people, I don't know how tall are you. I didn't even actually.
Oh, 5'7" and a half, and that half matters.
Sooner or later, it'll be 5'7" since we're getting older. Okay, so how does it feel to be standing next to, you know, some pretty tall people? I mean, it is what it is. Do you feel like out of place every once in a while? I mean,
you know,
this is an odd question, but it's my thing right now.
No, it's a good question, actually, because like people don't really think about that, so you think outside the box. But you know, when you're standing next to these guys at first, it's not intimidating, it's just a little funny, if you will, because I feel out of place physically. But you know, then you get the managers that walk over and they're my height, you know, they're right. And the team trainers, and so you get to talking with them, and then you know, DeAndre Ayton comes over and stands right beside you and you look up
and
you're
like, oh, and back you keep looking,
you just keep looking.
How
old,
how tall is he?
He's like 7 foot. So,
oh yeah, my gosh.
Number one draft pick, huh?
He's crazy. He's crazy good. But he you know, like I said, at first it's a little funny, but after a while, you know, you get used to it, you know, and they come over, they slap your hands, they say, hey, what's going on? I haven't seen you in a while. It's fun, you know.
Cool.
So
that's cool. Being a part of like such a big organization.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
How does that feel?
At first it's overwhelming, to be quite honest with you. You know, because let's face it, it's the big boy job. You're in the big leagues. There's a huge arena to go around. You can get lost really easy, but now I've been working in there for quite a while. So, you know, I pretty much know where everything is, but at first it's totally overwhelming and it just takes you by surprise. So
how did the Northern Arizona Suns transpire? Like, how did that all kind of get cultivated and pick Prescott Valley, and how did that all happen?
Sure. So we're in our third season here in Prescott Valley, and we actually came from Bakersfield, California.
I used to live there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. My family lives there.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Yeah,
they migrated from Prescott.
They were called the Bakersfield Jam for the longest time.
Okay.
And then obviously delicious. With the
if Bakersfield had a Bakersfield really had a jam, what flavor would it be? I'm so sorry.
No, this, you're good.
Dirt. Wow.
Dirt. It'd probably be dirt. Or dirt. Oil.
Oil.
I heard.
Let's make it oil a little smoother going down.
You know? not as crunchy. Right.
Sorry. Yeah. I had to ask the question since you brought it up. I was like, if it did have a jam, what would it taste like?
If you lob it in there, you got to hit it over the fence.
You might as well. Okay. Sorry.
No. So, the NBA wanted to bring their guys home from the Europe because we were losing a lot of guys to the European League. And so they created the D League, which was converted over to the G League when Gatorade came and bought it out. And now it is taken on a whole face of its own and become really big. And some players are starting to leave college or leave high school, and go straight to the G League.
Really?
And just skip college altogether. You're going to see that trend start trending a little bit more. And so with having such good players on your minor league team, if you will, and being able to pull from that team, you want them to be as close as possible. Here we are in Prescott Valley. We're only an hour and a half from the brother team in Phoenix. Mm-hmm. It's perfect. It's a perfect marriage in that respect. So, it's not quite like, the Miami Heat where their farm team is the Sioux Falls. So if you're going to pull a player up, you got to make sure, so with us, we can just go back and forth as much as we want.
So how long has it been in Prescott Valley?
We're in our third year of our existence here.
So the first year, I know I heard it through the grapevine, but you can go ahead and verify this. The D League ended up having the dunk contest winner a part of the team, right? I mean, correct this. I mean, because I heard about it, I just didn't know about it.
What it is Derek Jones Jr. If you've ever seen him play, he's a high flying maniac. He can jump out of the gym. In the first year, he was the runner up in the NBA slam dunk contest. And the only reason that I believe he didn't win it is because just decided to show off a little bit. And rightfully so, he shit with his hops. So yeah, we had him play for us in our second season.
Awesome.
And it was quite a crowd drawler, if you will.
Yeah, that was I heard about it and I was like, oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
I mean, especially the people that are sitting on that bench could be the next people in the NBA.
Yeah, that's the thing. You never know who you're watching on a nightly basis. We had a guy by the name of Dwan Evans, and there for 5 or 6 straight games, he was averaging 30 plus points a game. And you're gonna catch the attention of NBA scouts, and sure enough, there he goes on a 2-way contract back and forth from Phoenix to Northern Arizona Suns now, and we're pretty happy because the Northern Arizona Suns over the last 3 years have had the most NBA G League call ups in the league. I believe it was 7 or 8.
Nice.
It be mid-season too?
It can be, yeah, absolutely.
Anytime.
Absolutely, it can be anytime.
Any NBA team can call somebody up and they go, would it just be a back and forth with the Suns and Northern Arizona Suns?
So if you're on
a... Could another NBA team just take them?
Sure. So we have a lot of designations, if you will. And so for the Northern Arizona Suns and Phoenix Suns, that is going to be a... you can go back and forth on a 2-way contract. So we have George King from the University of Colorado. He's a rookie. He is on a 2-way contract back and forth with Phoenix Suns, and so is Dwan Evans. Now your other players you have, if you've had these players for so many years, you have rights to them. So, they can be pulled up, but they're still your player.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have other players that can be, pulled up from another team if they don't really have a concrete designation, if you will. These players can come and go at any point. And, like last year, we had Xavier Silas on our team, who was one of the best 3-point shooters in the G League. And right at the end of the season, he got called up to the Boston Celtics and he went on their team for their playoff run. So now Silas is back in the G League, I think somewhere else. But, he got pulled up. He can go anytime. These players have to be prepared at any moment.
That's awesome. Do all these players live here? Sorry.
Go ahead.
They do live here during the season.
Okay,
absolutely.
During the season.
Yeah,
okay.
But during and in the off season they disband. So
okay.
Yeah.
So do you have any prospective NBA players right now? I mean, is there any on the bench right now or anyone playing that might go soon?
Well, you know, we have Eli Akobo. He's another player that goes back and forth. He's our rookie point guard from France. You probably noticed that when Devin Booker was out and injured for a while, Eli was down there playing a lot because we had to have a fill-in point guard. So he comes back and forth quite a bit, and he could always get pulled up. He was really good in Europe. We drafted him from Europe. And if you know, there was a player from Ohio State, his name escapes my mind, but he was really good out there, and Eli shut him down. LA could be a permanent fixture of the Phoenix Suns at any point. It just depends on the situation. Sure. And George King could do the same. He's rock solid. So, you know, I believe those two players on their own could definitely make some news as far as that's concerned.
I like this game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just to be in this position as far as like, you know, next to a very big organization, and then just being a part of it. I mean, do you ever like get like starstruck?
Not really. No, I'm a little rare in that respect.
You'd be like, hey, what's up? What's up, Jordan? How you been, man?
Yeah, whatever, dude.
And just as an example, like I'm from Kentucky, like, so I'm a diehard UK fan, so I bleed blue. So I was just to sidetrack a little bit here. I was at the G League Showcase in Las Vegas a couple weeks ago, and I sat down on the baseline to watch the Suns play, the Northern Arizona Suns. And Alex Poitras comes and just sits right two seats down from me. And I look over and I'm like, well, that's a UK alumni. You know, I don't get starstruck, though. I just say, oh, hey, what's going on, Alex? You know, I'm the exception, as I like to say. You know, all my friends get it, you know, starstruck. And people normally get starstruck, but I'm not normal. So
I'm not normal either. I'm like, oh, you're the president? That's cool. So,
but you know, what was really fun is to see a Hall of Famer, a future Hall of Famer, if you will, and Jerry Stackhouse at our games last year. You know, Jerry
up here.
Yeah, he coaches the Raptors 905, the Toronto team. And I just, you know, at the end of the season, he, you know, obviously Toronto was here, and here there he is, just out pregame, walking around the floor, says hi. I'm like, that's a Hall of Famer. Like, I'm not starstruck, but I'm taking a moment to notice what I'm doing.
Stuff. Right, everybody should know this.
Looking around, like, does anybody else see him?
No, most likely they probably don't.
Probably don't recognize
it. It's just another person, you know, hanging out. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I see a few stars, and you're just like, Jason the Kid, when he was playing for Phoenix Suns way back in the days, he would show up here in Prescott to go to the they used to have camps up here. And so he would be in the local venue, you know, playing the golfing game. Uh-huh. And my cousin was sitting right next to me. He's like, hey, man, that's Jason the Kid. I'm like, Jason who? And don't get me wrong, I'm just really bad with names. I'm like, Jason the Kid. I'm like thinking to myself, who's that? And so he had to remind me who it was. And so out of just curiosity, I turned around. I'm like, hey, what's your name? He's like, Jason. And I forgot his last name.
Kid. Yeah.
Is it the Kid?
Yeah.
Oh, just
it is
Kid.
Just Kid.
Yeah, just Jason Kid.
But you can call him Jason the Kid, because that sounded pretty cool. So.
Yeah.
Jason the Kid.
See how bad I am. Don't hurt me for this. But anyways, it was to the point where, you know, as soon as somebody found out about him, then the word got around. Yeah. Then all of a sudden everybody's like, oh, Jason the Kid. Yeah. Jason Kid is here. I got that covered. And so I was like, whatever, you know. And so I was like, hey, we're getting ready to go. At that time, we had a place called Prescott Live. And we're getting ready to go to Prescott Live, man, if you want to come hang out. He's like, oh, yeah, sure, we'll think about it. And they showed up.
Oh,
my God. He showed up with his I don't know if it's his assistant or whatever, but
bodyguard.
Well, no, the guy was way smaller than him. I'm pretty sure it was like his manager of some sort.
Could have been.
And so anyways, he gets to the place, and my cousin Tommy, he's a GM for Galpin Ford. And he gets in there and he goes, hey, can I buy you a beer? He's like, no, man, I got you guys. And so the whole night it was all on him. I was like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So that's my famous moment to a person I didn't even know was right next to me.
Jason Kidd.
What about you, Hare?
Hare.
I've had a few brushes, more on the Hollywood side. I think because of being in hotels, like, we dealt with here, even here in town, we dealt with, when Lynette and I were in hotels, we dealt with bands coming in to the Prescott Valley Event Center.
Leonard Skinner,
yep. That was probably the biggest one. So I think being in hotels, you have to keep that kind of
professionalism
of, oh, hey, can I help you? What can I do for you? You know, without being, oh my God, Now you do have people in the hotel that are running up the back stairs, and you got to stop them and stuff like that. But I'd say Leonard Skinner is probably the biggest one I've had. I've met Julia Roberts in Taos, New Mexico one time eating breakfast. Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. But no, I don't think any. No, we did at the Boys and Girls. Boys and Girls Club or Big Brothers, Big Sisters. Big Brothers,
Big Sisters. Years ago. I'm not going to say how many years, but
it's up for debate.
It's up for debate. Years, when we were first dating, so that's up for debate.
Years are nothing nowadays, man.
Swanee. I'm blanking. Steelers. Last name, Swan.
Lynn Swan.
Thank you.
You're asking the wrong person.
That's a pretty big name.
Yeah,
it is. I mean, there's been a lot of people in Prescott, and I've never really remembered the times that I've ever met them, but it was just normal. It's just a normal person.
Well, I grew up in Northwest Montana.
They just get paid a lot more.
Yeah.
There it is.
We had quite a few celebrities up in Northwest Montana by Flathead Lake, and probably the most memorable was Mr. Phil Jackson. Had a house up there in actually not too far from where I grew up, and you'd see him at the grocery store and buying cantaloupe or whatever. he actually knew my dad pretty well.
Like, he's buying cantaloupe.
Yeah, I have a signed Michael Jordan picture at home that was I have not found anywhere to see how much that baby's worth, but it's
yeah, you might want to hold on to that one.
Yeah.
There's a few cool things going on here. So do we know what celebrities live in Prescott or have it?
I don't know. Home? I know this list is kind of like floating around, but I couldn't actually.
Well, I don't think it counts if they just own property. I think that's what happens. People buy places, but then they're never there. So does that really count?
But I do have to say, I think that's going to change. Now, some of these people might have, their own airplanes. But since we hit the 10,000, emplanement goal, on the 30th? On the 30th.
Right in the nick of time.
We are going to be flying back and forth to Los Angeles a lot. So maybe there'll be some more people. I do remember back when I was in hotels, I was picking up guests, and there was a producer from the Mike and Molly show, and she was sitting there reading scripts and kind of that kind of stuff. And I'm like, when you make that opening for, transportation, we may see an influx of those kind of folks.
Yeah. There was one time, this is so far off.
Sorry.
And it just pops up in my head. There was one time that guy says, he said I was an alien. And I'm like, oh. How does it feel to be on Earth? And I went with the whole thing, and I'm just like, can you tell me the reason why we are separated from, just this world? I mean, is there more that live amongst us? And this guy was looking at me like I was crazy. I was like, man, you're the one that said you're an alien. So anyways, maybe that was the most important thing person I've ever met or alien that I've ever met.
There you go.
But yeah, he really said that he was an alien, and I was just like, I had all these questions about life. I was like, so what do you know? How old are you? Is this really, can you really breathe our oxygen, or do you got something going on?
This escalator is pretty quickly.
No, I'm telling you, man, my brain goes a little bit off, but whatever.
Okay.
Anyway, so let's go back to the Northern Arizona Suns, everybody.
That was fun.
Is that what we were talking about? Yeah.
Okay, so when does the season start? When does it end? You said there's off air. You said there's, 15, 16 games left?
Yeah, so the season starts typically the first week of November, ends the last week of March. If they make the playoffs, it goes into April, obviously. And then we have 24 home games throughout the season. That equals out to be about 4 to 5 games a month, and they're nice and spaced out. They're not like the NBA where it's just back to back every other night. That can get a little crazy. But it's pretty nice because, it's 24 opportunities to come out and see, outstanding athletes do their thing,
I think people have a misconception that these things are not affordable. So tell us what ticket prices range.
Sure. So, it's not like the Phoenix Suns, obviously. It's minor league, but, I say minor league, but I say that with an asterisk by it because it's still these players are still ready to play in the NBA. They're just not LeBron or KD or Steph or something like that.
Right. Not yet.
Not yet, anyway.
Well, I think that was actually the great point you made when Lynette and I were at the last game when we kind of actually got to sit down and talk with you, was that it is. It's just the NBA without the coined names in it.
Right.
So you're playing the regular game. It just doesn't have LeBron. It doesn't have Kobe,
Right, exactly.
And so I think you put that back in because those are the like 1% of the 1%. You know,
sure.
So, right.
Yeah. So, you know, prices, you know, obviously they're not going to be as much as the Phoenix Suns. You know, you walk up prices will be a little bit more than season tickets boil sure. just because, you know, or group packages will just because, you know, you have that benefit as being a season ticket holder or a group package holder or something like that. But if you walk up to the window, you're going to pay like, you know, $20, $29. Maybe, you know, if you want to sit down on the floor and courtside, you're going to pay maybe $100-something. But this is the kind of entertainment that you're not going to see any in a small town like this. It's crazy. But, you know, as a season ticket holder, those same tickets go drop down like $20-30 for the entire season per game, you know. So, you know, it's so much, there's such a benefit to being a season ticket holder. And then not only are you, you know, can you afford it, but you're also helping keep a team here.
Right.
You know, that is going to be, is like your number one entertainment option in the winter when it gets cold here, because right. nobody wants to go outside when it's cold unless, you know.
You have to.
Weird. But.
Yeah, today was like, I have to go out in the cold.
I mean, regardless of going to work, I mean, other than that, but, you know, like I said, these are really, really good ticket prices. I'm really excited about them just because, you know, like I said, we're in a third year of existence. We're growing. You know, we averaged, I think, only 400 people a game, maybe the first season we were here. And that number escalated quickly to about 900 to 1,000 people a game the second season. Now we're in our third season and we're approaching, you know, 1,600 people a
That's
game.
Awesome.
And so, you know, as long as the arrow keeps going up, you know, we're good. We're going to stay. It's no problem. It's just making sure that everybody comes out and knows that we're here, obviously. So.
So let's go to ticket sales. So you can buy season tickets.
Yeah.
Granted, there's only 15, whatever. Sure. Tickets left in the season. Can you buy, do you have a pre-sale for next year? How does that work?
Sure. Yeah. You so know. we have what we call our renewal packages that start up in February.
Okay.
So our current season ticket holders can renew their tickets sure. at that time. They'll get a mailer and they'll actually, you know, if we haven't heard from them for a while, we'll give them a phone call, but most of them are pretty good about just renewing because they understand that this is great entertainment. At that time, you know, people who don't have season tickets yet can sign up for them as well. You know, obviously they're just going to give me a call and we're going to make that happen for them. But there's, you know, there's some instances where season tickets don't make a good fit for sure. certain people who work a lot or are traveling a lot. So we do offer packages like four on the floor where you get
awesome.
To, you know, choose any four games you want to be at on the floor. You sit in courtside right there next to the players, having all the benefits of a season ticket holder, but for four games.
Oh, that's great.
You know? So, you know, we have different packages that fit everybody. We're a family friendly organization. You know, more often than not, we're going to be able to get you and your family in at a really good price. So,
and what about businesses?
Sure. That's actually my specialty. I work with a lot of businesses. Up here with Northern Arizona Suns, I do a lot of marketing and advertising and ticket sales, obviously. I have my hand dipped in pretty much everything.
Okay.
Ticket sales come first, obviously, but I like to find ways to help businesses grow their business as well, using us as a platform. So there's, you know, like National Bank of Arizona, you know, shout out and name drop, whatever, you know, Meredith and Brian, you know, they have a table right there next to the court. It's a table suite. And they use it to entertain
clients.
Is that
clients. That little core, that crescent
yeah,
table?
Yeah, the little half moon. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's there. We have all them on the sideline and the baseline, and they have one there on the baseline, you know, and they use it for their clients to help, you know, close some deals. I have a fellow by the name of James Michener. If you live in this area, I'm sure you know who he is. He's a realtor. He's probably got about, I don't know, six seats up in the stands. And to see him is very rare. He always sends his clients to the game so he can help close deals on houses.
Awesome.
And there's just, it just depends on what
Great
business
perks.
You're in. And mm-hmm. you just have to explore how using us as a platform is going to benefit you. And obviously that's where I come in. That's my job. You know, my next step up is marketing partnerships. So that's where I like to see the business grow and take off from is, and that's something near and dear to my heart is the business aspect of it.
Now, are there packages that also include Valley teams, or is it really mostly just here?
It's just mostly here. Yeah, obviously. You know, there's, I we do have, you know, teams,
maybe specials,
team specials, I guess, that okay. come in for like, you know, like a dad's traveling team or something like that. You know, we if they're traveling from a far distance, obviously we want to make sure we accommodate them or something like that. But, you know, we feel like we have something for everybody,
great.
Which I think really boosts us to the top. So.
Well, we had a great time when we were there. Mm-hmm. I'd never been yep. to one in all honesty. And you guys have been here 3 years, but, we'd never been there. It was fantastic.
You had Donna's seats, didn't you?
Yeah, we had Donna's
you
seats.
You sat courtside. You got
Preston
pampered.
Valley
so
yeah, it was great. But you know what? There's not a bad,
yeah,
but there's not a bad seat in the house, people. It's
no.
great.
Yeah, no, this is the great thing about that arena.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and good. I think the one thing I'd point out, and correct me if I misunderstood, but all the courtside seats, yeah, you know, he mentioned, oh, they're around $100. If they're season tickets, it comes down a little bit. But all those include, like, a sports, a dinner that's served on the floor.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. And, so, yeah. And, yeah.
Yep. Let's absolutely. Not forget
that's
eating.
Like the that's like the highlight package.
Well, totally. Well, it totally.
Is. People are like, I don't want to watch the game. I'm just here for the food.
I was there and I had the food.
Yeah. Because well, yeah. Like, oh, we get dinner with them. We're thinking, oh, we're going to maybe get some chicken strips and some hot dogs.
Popcorn.
And I guess they do serve that as well. But like when we were there, there was like a prime rib carving station. And
oh, yeah.
Like a salad bar. And oh, you can drink. Pepsi.
Foods provided by beverage. Gabby's Grill. He's got about 5 or 6 dishes in rotation, and they're absolutely amazing.
It really was a phenomenal experience.
And I talked to some season ticket holders that are sitting next to us, and they're like, they come down from Flagstaff.
Yep.
And they were like, oh, yeah, we come, you know, pretty much every game, and we don't think we've ever had a repeat meal.
Right.
And I was just like, that, okay. I was like, okay, now that cost starts to be a little bit more, well, I don't know if I could do affordable. $75 to $100 a game. Well, if you include dinner for two, you know, how many, well, if you're getting 2 tickets,
yeah.
You know, if you're getting dinner, the seat, the experience.
All the benefits that come like, along with
oh,
it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Yeah, there is a good list of benefits for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like at first I was like, oh, there's no way. But then I saw the spread. I was like, oh, I'm going to overindulge. Yeah.
I got some season ticket holders that are up in Cottonwood. He owns a physical therapy place. His name's Taryn Walls. And he comes down every game with his wife and drives over the hill an hour and comes sees every game. And he's just like, hey, Steve, you know, yeah. I really like the, you know, the team here this year, you know. And I'm just like, that's a long drive, Taryn. He's like, oh, it's worth it. He's like, it's the best entertainment you're going to get around here in a while. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's fans like that I really appreciate.
Well, and I have, we also have to mention, too, the people that we sat next to. I don't think they stay the night. Did they say they did?
They do sometimes.
They do sometimes. But so sometimes. You really need to take into consideration they're staying the night. There's a hotel room. There's sales tax that's involved. All of that helps our communities, and that's like a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, they go out to breakfast or lunch the next day. You know, ultimately, we want to have people come here, stay the night, whatever. It helps everybody flourish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. You know, when you and it's all about supporting locals. So.
Absolutely. Yeah. So how as a community, or how the 3, 4 of us, 5 of us in the room, how can we help you guys with ticket sales? Like what can we do as a community to talk up Northern Arizona Suns? We want to
threaten people, I guess. Oh, I'm just kidding. I mean,
buy the tickets now or we won't feed you.
No. But for real, like,
don't
you know,
make me get my baseball bat.
we're all over social media. So we have an Instagram page, a Facebook page, a Twitter page. I'm not on Twitter personally, just because I don't like Twitter. But, you know,
what is Twitter?
Anyway, so, you know, you can get on those pages, share the page, put my name down as a comment and hey, reach out to this guy. He knows all about the Nets Suns.
So are you okay with doing that?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Okay. I talk to, I mean, my job is to talk sports to people all day, every day. What's not to love? So,
okay. So speaking of, how do we get a hold of you?
Sure. So you can reach me by email, which is S Fry. That's my name. So Steven. So S Fry, Frey at suns.com, SUNS.com.
That's pretty easy, guys.
Pretty simple. And then there's my direct number, obviously. That's 928-420-7011. And then, you know, I'm pretty good about responding pretty quick, unless I'm obviously in a podcast, then I'll respond to you a little bit later when I'm done.
I mean, we got his undivided attention.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So one last question. What do we not know about the team? What is something we don't know?
I don't think there's anything you don't know about the team. I think it's who doesn't know about the team.
Okay.
So I don't mean to take that question away from you because we're out here. We're an open book. You know, there's not much you don't know about this team. You know, and people who come out fall in love with it because they just fall in love with the player that they picked out to be their favorite player. So I would say it's more of who doesn't know about the team. And believe it or not, there are still people who don't know about it because if everybody knew, I guarantee we'd sell that place out in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it's trending that way. So that's good news, obviously.
Well, and bottom line, you're watching professional basketball.
Yeah. You're watching professional basketball at a discounted price.
Yeah.
That is very, very, very discounted true. Price. So.
Yeah.
Very true. But nobody would have think about it in Prescott Valley. You know, I mean, of all places in all of Arizona, you know, we got the love right there in Prescott Valley, which absolutely. Is only 15 minutes away from Prescott, exactly. Depending on who's traveling to
Well, and it's funny because there's always those people that say, there's nothing to do in Prescott or Prescott area. It's like, there is plenty to do. You just have to look for it.
Yeah.
And not absolutely. Everything you're going to do is Free People. And this is very affordable. Yeah. I mean,
even if you just went out like one game a season, like, I'm going to make it. Yeah. Oh, like, we're not going to the movies this week. We're going to a basketball game.
Yeah.
You know, I know, like, growing up, I shot hoops around the neighborhood and stuff like that, but I, lack of better words, could care less about basketball. But yet we go and we had a great time. Mm-hmm. And next thing I know, I'm talking about, hey, maybe we should get season tickets now.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't care about basketball and never have. And, you know,
but
I'm
the not, experience was
I'm,
fantastic.
I'm slightly taller than the rest of the table, but not by much.
Positive
notes here.
As an entertainment factor, it's well worth it. Even if you're not a basketball fan, I encourage you to get out. Just go to the game. You'll have a great time. Mm-hmm. If I can give a shameless plug here,
sure.
You know, on January 19th, we are switching our team name for one night only to honor the area of Prescott. And it's won't be called the Northern Arizona Suns. We'll be called the Northern Arizona Rodeo Clowns.
I seen that.
Will they wear the shoes though?
We have some outfits and they are something else. So
that's January 19th.
January 19th, one game only.
Get on the horn, get your tickets.
Yep.
We want to see how this goes.
Come see the Rodeo Clowns.
Go see the Rodeo Clowns.
It'll be fun. I think they're going to be, if not that game, at some point during the year, they're going to auction off the actual jerseys because there's something else. I'm telling you.
So it has a clown on there with a cowboy hat, right?
Yeah. I think like the first like 1,000 people get a cowboy hat or something like that.
And what is the website to go get the schedule? People need to go get the schedule, put it on the refrigerator.
Yeah, just Google northernarizonasuns.com and just click on the first thing that pops up. You'll see it. It'll just take you right to the website.
Awesome.
If you don't know how to get there, just like I said, email me, call me. I'll be able to help you with anything you need.
Give that phone number again.
928-420-7011. Perfect. Emails sfry@suns.com. And I can be reached 24/7. My wife doesn't care. She understands. So,
well, you're up with a baby anyway. Yeah, so
more than likely I'm up anyway. Yeah, with a newborn. So,
man, this is the new year. I feel like a new year.
I know. I feel like I haven't seen you guys in like 2 weeks. Oh, that's right.
I haven't seen you since last year.
Wow.
It is what it is, man.
We have too much fun at this table. Anything else you want to share?
Like I said, it's just, obviously we want the support, and, keep us here, and as long as it keeps trending up, we'll stay, and it'll be fun. And I love meeting new people. So
awesome.
Come out to the games, come to the tent, introduce yourself to me, and tell me what you do.
We listen to you on the Prescott E-News podcast.
Quad City Business Podcast,
whichever one.
Little plug there.
Little plug.
Plug it all in.
Plug it all in.
Shameless.
We're here as a community with the unity emphasized. We're unifying everybody right now with our plugins.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming.
No, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. This was fun. We should do it again sometime.
Yeah, absolutely.
Every day, all day.
Anything else, Mr. San Martin?
I think I'm well informed now. I mean, I've always been well informed about all the events coming around town. So I'm kind of like, I like this stuff. I like events, though.
Instead of the kid, you're the guy.
The guy that knows.
I would call him that guy, but you know.
Oh, no, it's that guy again. exit left.
Anything else?
Peace, love, and happiness.
Happy New Year.
Happy 2019.
Yeah. Happy New Year, guys.
What about you?
How come we don't have hair? A cool thing?
The hair?
How about you, the hair? Anything else to add?
You want to plug in your gel that you're using?
Remember,
the one that you're not using today?
No, we're not using, yes. go a little Bob Barker. Remember, use pomade. Use gel. Do your hair today, because you never know when you'll be on a live video.
I should have informed you. I think we're going to go live from here on out.
At least I got good-looking hair, though. And you can't really see, with the
you do have impressive hair.
He does have impressive hair.
Yeah. I mean, especially with the natural wave going on.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
we need a fan over here whenever he says that. Natural hair. Oh my gosh.
So who's this podcast sponsored by?
This podcast is brought to you by me. I'm Lynette Hoyt. You can find me, Lynette Baker Hoyt, on Facebook. It is sponsored by me, Plexus Worldwide, Independent Ambassador. If you have any questions about probiotics, etc., find me on Facebook.
Good for the gut.
Good for the gut.
Gut healthy.
Thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Peace.